It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was very sexy.
Thank you, Simon. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are in the final buzz of the day. I also want to thank Craig Lachlan from the Washington Capitals, who was nice enough to unfortunately wrap up the season for the Caps.
But we parted on good terms. Perhaps he can join us next year.
He's a tough guy, Rob. Don't piss him off. That's all I have to say to you.
He doesn't sound that tough.
Also, Jay Glazer from Fox Sports, right, who was talking football with us. And did he say the Redskins were going to come out of this thing good or bad? I didn't know what he said.
He talked in circles an awful lot.
He talked about
a lot
of different stuff.
I like the story about shooting crabs with Jared from Subway.
And he talked about a little Ultimate Fighting training as well.
He said that the team that would do the best in the draft, as always, is the Patriots.
And, of course, our sincere thanks to the one, the only, David Archuleta for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah, he's a very good guy. But, David.
Oh, he's still here.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble finding your way?
You're more than welcome. I just wanted to say what a real treat it was to be on your show.
You are so gracious.
The treat was
okay,
ours.
Okay, now back to the news.
So nice
long,
tongue.
David. David Archuleta of American Idol.
And now it's time for the final buzz of the day.
Having already tanked his own ratings, President Bush rubbed some of that magic off onto Howie Mandel this week. It was the lowest rated Monday ever for Deal or No Deal.
Howie's germ-phobic, so he doesn't like anything to rub on.
That's true. And although...
Not even Mrs. Mandel.
Although W was there to wish a war hero contestant good luck, the contestant did not win the $1 million.
Oh!
He did win $78,000, which doesn't suck, but that was down from the $144,000 he had earlier.
So W is not a real ratings grabber, huh?
Apparently not.
That's a shame.
Maybe he can vacation at the Eden Center in Falls Church.
That's where we'll be, Rob.
That's right. Sport fishing for koi, Mike.
Oh, man. Koi. Thick with koi.
Delicious fried koi.
Delicious. I like baked koi as well.
Also nice. Well, your heart requires it.
You just grind up some walnuts.
Try it on the grill.
Oh, koi is fantastic.
Homemade marshmallow sauce.
But really, the best tasting is the speckled kind.
Yes.
I'm not the real solid orange koi.
And you speckle it yourself, don't you?
Try it raw.
You got speckle in my koi.
Oh, that's bad
koi. CNN wouldn't hire a sick guy just to boost the ratings, would they?
No, they're a news organization. They're completely stand-up.
CNN this week hired former Bush press secretary and colon cancer victim Tony Snow as a political analyst. Just hours after his on-air debut, Tony was feeling ill and went to a hospital. He's now reportedly feeling better.
What was the Snow job? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Analyst.
Tony Snow's comment on the whole situation?
What's that?
Fire bad.
Fire. Rob has always maintained that Mr. Snow resembles Frankenstein.
But I think he's a wonderful broadcaster.
I know you do because, you know, you like that Fox channel.
Oh, well, they tell the truth, Mike, and they allow me to decide.
And you especially like Shep Smith.
I like Shep Smith, and I like Stephen Ducey.
I'm Shep Smith.
Also at CNN, Larry King's reportedly gotten a contract extension, thereby killing the theory that CNN was about to take Katie Couric off CBS's hands. The extension runs through 2010 when Larry will be 77 years old.
Hey, congratulations, Larry.
That's a one-year extension for, we're told, the same money. That's about $14 million a year.
Larry makes $14 million a year?
Somewhere in that neighborhood, and that's a nice neighborhood.
I mean, just as his salary, he makes $14 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Inner strength, Mike, inner strength. Does that include medical?
Yes, yes, it does.
No, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for everybody.
We all are.
Including myself.
You like
pay cut.
You like to see everybody do well.
I do. That's the kind of guy I am.
And in other news about news, CNN's being sued by some Chinese lawyers over a recent comment by curmudgeon-y commentator Jack Cafferty. Cafferty called the
Jack Cafferty.
Yes. He called the Chinese goons and thugs who sell us junk.
This is the guy we talked about last week on the show, right?
That's right.
He rolls his sleeves up, and he's got kind of that
the white shirt.
It's like, meh.
Yeah. He called them goons and thugs. China was outraged. CNN apologized, explaining that Cafferty was referring to the Chinese government, not the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. Not thick enough, say Chinese attorneys who have now filed a lawsuit.
Oh!
Pay as you exit, Chinese attorney.
30 Rock's recent liberal use of the phrase MILF during the family hour has still got people talking. talking about how TV is finding ways around the probably permanent ban on the F word.
Was there a time when we were forbidden from using that on this show? I seem to remember there was.
No, MILF was always okay.
MILF was okay?
It's always been okay with me.
All right.
The CW is running a promo for Gossip Girl that features the text message OMFG, the acronym that combines the Lord's name with the F word.
I think the Vikings owner is Ziggy Wilf. I think that's his
name. That's his name.
Ziggy Wilf's wife was a MILF.
Well, she would be a woman that you'd like to.
Oh, then no, Ziggy Wilf's wife was a MILF.
Oh, it's a poem.
Right.
I get it.
Ziggy Wife's Wilf was a MILF.
Ziggy Gold.
Say it 10 times fast.
No, thank you.
Okay.
The big swear word on Battlestar Galactica over on the Sci-Fi Channel is frack. They've even used cluster frack and mother fracker on Battlestar Galactica.
Frack you!
It's regular TV's way of keeping up and competing as best it can with pay networks like HBO and Showtime.
That's what they said to me at the beginning of this. I remember the words. Mm-hmm. Don't frack it up.
But if someone
thank you.
If someone says a swear word and no one hears it, did they really ever swear?
Exactly, Ron.
If a frack falls in the forest.
Right. You know what half of a frack is?
What's that?
A fraction.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
A joke too far.
Yes, one too many.
Some of the kids from that polygamous sect in Texas are now in foster care thanks to a court order yesterday.
Well, that's good, and that's where they should stay. I mean, if you believe the tape that we played earlier about that abuse, it goes a lot deeper. At least it does according to that guy that was talking about it.
And DNA samples are being taken from the children and their parents to see who begat whom. Mm. And a Jacksonville, Florida man admits he hit his 18-year-old daughter to force her to pray.
Yeah.
And he admits he threw a book bag at his other daughters who'd stepped in to stop him from beating his daughter who wouldn't pray. He was arrested on domestic battery charges.
Now, you're not going to label everybody that prays bad because of this.
Simply reporting what I saw here.
Maybe it was your tone a little bit. Maybe just a tiny little bit. I think that's a bad guy, Buzz, but they're not all bad.
Is he taking a tone with you?
I've prayed every day. Every day this show has been on the air.
Prayed every commercial break. I've seen it.
I pray.
You are what you eat is not entirely true, as it turns out.
I pray that God's lung disorder that he's given me will go away.
Is it God's lung disorder?
Mike. I pray that next year the Washington Capitals could have a better season. I pray that the Red Sox this year will have a very good season. I pray that I will have my golf swing back by mid-July. I pray that this show will continue to thrive as it has in the very first part of the program. I pray for everyone and everything because I pray because I love. Thank you.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Buzz, I just felt just divine inspiration that I had to say that.
I was moved.
Thank you.
You are, as it turns out, what your mother eats or what she was eating when she conceived, carried, and birthed you.
Kent cigarettes?
Exactly.
She didn't eat them.
You are tobacco, Mike.
Smoked enough of them.
A study on food and fertility shows that women who eat a sugary breakfast are more likely to conceive, and women who skip breakfast or eat very little are less likely to conceive. The study even found that what a mother eats can even determine the gender of her baby.
Does this mean fat chicks are more likely to have babies?
No, it strictly has to do with their diet. I mean, there are thin people who eat high-calorie diets, so this wouldn't always be true. It's more about the high-calorie diet than it is being fat or thin.
Okay.
A rich, high-calorie diet, high in potassium, calcium, vitamins C, E, and B12, help bring a boy into the world, according to this university study out of Britain.
Here I am.
I'm still listening to your story, Buzz.
Mr. Vitamin.
I'm saying you want to be a father, you go over to IHOP.
That's right.
Just pick them off when they're coming out.
You're right.
Hey, baby.
Because of that sugary breakfast.
Just drive up on your Harley. How is your delicious chocolate chip pancakes, baby doll?
Now, your mother smoked while pregnant?
Not while pregnant. I think she might have stopped while she was pregnant.
I think my mom did.
All I know, my sister and I at one point walked into a restaurant a few years back and said, smoking or non-smoking? And I said, it doesn't matter. And my mom said, oh, you should wait for the non-smoking. And Kathy said to her, did it really matter when we were driving up to Maine and you and Dad had the windows rolled up and you were both smoking cartons of Kent's and we were in the back of the station wagon unrestrained, bouncing around as we go through a construction area and they were hooving away.
We're lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
The research shows that in undernourished countries, the percentage of boys being born is decreasing. Same thing in the U.S., where a lot of mothers are on low-calorie diets.
So they got to beef up, right?
Exactly. If you want a boy.
All right.
Rich diet if you want a boy.
Sweets if you want
a boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
A boy.
High-calorie, rich diet, high in vitamins and minerals.
So you want a boy, you go and you have pancakes.
Eat yourself crazy.
But if you want a girl, you have just eggs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Maybe a high-protein, low-carb diet.
But if you eat a big breakfast in general, you're more likely to get pregnant?
Exactly. It's all about the calories.
All right. As I said, fat girls.
Fat
Who wants to get pregnant?
Wild monkeys are still on the loose in Florida.
Oh, my God!
A dozen wild monkeys escaped from an animal preserve down around Lakeland in Polk County over the weekend. The monkeys managed to cross, get this, a 50-foot wide, 8-foot deep moat so they could see the world beyond.
Did they swim?
I guess.
Because you can't jump, right?
Right.
You know, if I ever knew what I know now about chimpanzees, I never would have done that TV commercial.
They're vile. They can kill you.
They can rip you apart, and they go for the balls.
Yeah, they're very strong.
That's where they go for your package.
So do fat chicks.
I hop.
Well, ever since.
And you will hop.
The great ape escape over the weekend. There have been monkey sightings ever since. Officials say they don't think the monkeys will go far, and they've arranged a pattern of bananas and monkey chow to draw them back toward the park.
A pattern?
That's right.
Like a crop circle.
Bananas and monkey chow, new from Ben and Jerry's.
Ooh, monkey chow.
Delicious.
Yum.
And finally, in Fullerton, California, police are looking, sort of, for the guy who broke into an adult shop called the Erogenous Zone. This guy couldn't get the cash register open. So he took the second most valuable thing he could find in the store, a $300 item that vibrates via remote control that's modeled after porn star Jenna Jameson.
There you are.
Well, a small part of her anyway. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
Mike O'Mara Show. Oh. Sorry, now I've done it.
You did it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You know.
You Sorry. Know.
Tomorrow on the show, more about our quest for White House Correspondents' Dinner tickets. I think we should all get them or we don't go at all.
Yeah.
I think that would be wise.
Ad, are you listening to that, McBride? We're also going to tackle the gas price problem. I'm not sure whether we can do this or not. We're going to try. We're going to find you cheap gas in some way. Whether we take over a gas station, we make some phone calls. Mm-hmm. We're going to get it done for you. Also, tomorrow, our new game, we will play
Wheel of Fat Guys.
You had it wrong.
I missed rehearsal.
Well, aren't we supposed to do it like they do it on the show?
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer, Rob Spiewak. Phone screener, Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes for you to the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia. It's heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding each and every one of you, please take care of your feet. Change your socks regularly. Oh, Wheel of Fat Guys. I can't
wait. Wheel of Fat Guys.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.